From that time on, the rabbi began to teach us that he must eventually go to Jerusalem and suffer at the hands of the chief priests and elders, that he must be killed and on the third day raised to life. When I first heard of this, I took the rabbi aside and told him, "Never! These things will never happen to you." It was as if I had struck him in the face. He yelled back at me, "Get behind me, Satan! You're a stumbling block to me. You're not thinking of the things of God." Then he told us that if anyone wanted to be his disciple, that he must first deny himself, then take up his cross and follow. He said that whoever wanted to save his life would lose it, but whoever loses his life for the rabbi would find it. It was a hard teaching, especially for me. I did not want to hear it, and I was hearing it more and more. Still, life was never predictable with the rabbi. He took me with him once up a mountain so that he could pray. James and John came too. Well, I must have fallen asleep because the next thing I knew, he was standing there on the side of the mountain as if he were made of light. His clothes and his face shone like the sun, and standing there with him were Moses and Elijah. I didn't know what to say. What could I possibly say in the face of a miracle? I had nothing to say. So I said something. I said, "Rabbi, it's a good thing that I'm here. Let me build a shelter for each of you to keep the weather off," and like that. Well, as I was standing there babbling, a cloud formed around us, and I heard a voice. "This is my son, whom I love. He pleases me. Listen to him." We fell face down to the ground, terrified. Then the voice of the rabbi, "Get up. Don't be afraid." And when we looked up, there was no cloud, no Elijah, no Moses, no one but the rabbi. As we went back down the mountain, he warned us not to tell anyone what we had seen until after he had been raised from the dead. My life with the rabbi seemed to raise more questions than it answered. At every turn, he sent me spinning in another direction. I'll give you an example.